Books on Tape presents Throne of Jade by Naomi Novik, read by Simon Vance. Part 1. Chapter 1. The day was unseasonably warm for November, but in some misguided deference to the Chinese embassy, the fire in the Admiralty boardroom had been heaped excessively high, and Lawrence was standing directly before it. He had dressed with a special care in his best uniform, and all throughout the long and unbearable interview, the lining of his thick, bottle-green broadcloth coat had been growing steadily more sodden with sweat. Over the doorway, behind Lord Barham, the official indicator with its compass arrow showed the direction of the wind over the channel. In the north-northeast today, fair for France. Very likely even now some ships of the Channel fleet were standing in to have a look at Napoleon's harbours. His shoulders held at attention, Lawrence fixed his eyes upon the broad metal disc and tried to keep himself distracted with such speculation. He did not trust himself to meet the cold, unfriendly gaze fixed upon him. Barham stopped speaking and coughed again into his fist. The elaborate phrases he had prepared sat not at all in his sailor's mouth, and at the end of every awkward, halting line he stopped and darted a look over at the Chinese with a nervous agitation that approached obsequity. It was not a very creditable performance, but under ordinary circumstances, Lawrence would have felt a degree of sympathy for Barham's position. Some sort of formal message had been anticipated, even perhaps an envoy. But no one had ever imagined that the Emperor of China would send his own brother halfway around the world. Prince Yongxing could, with a word, set their two nations at war, and there was, besides, something inherently awful in his presence. The impervious silence with which he met Barham's every remark, the overwhelming splendour of his dark...